Whom landed on a block your murder? Rebbe of Kuflam Gimel Amud Aleph. So basically, what we learned till now was that if a woman. We learned that if a woman, we had a machleket Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi, and the halakha Rabbi Yosi, that if a woman accepts, the husband says that I'm giving you a matana of something along with everybody else, and there's no assets left, so therefore, where is she supposed to collect the ksuba from? Obviously, either from the children or she forgoes it. So we say that if she accepted a matana as well, she forgoes the rest. Why does she forgo the rest? So we have three opinions as to why she forgoes the rest. Either she facilitated giving to the children, or she just stood there passively, or the husband actually clearly said, this is in the place of Yuxuva. And according to Rabbi Yosi, this is where Rashi learns. And according to Rabbi Yosi, he says that if you just accept it, even though you didn't write it, it's good enough. And therefore, you take Rabbi Yosi with one of those three scenarios, and that's why she forfeits it. If, however, he left behind one thing for her ksuva, the question is, how do we view it then? Now, but that one thing is not really the value of the ksuva. So do we say that she's meichel everything, or do we say she gets the tree, the ksuva still remains for the tree? Now, remember, when we say that she forfeits the ksuva, it doesn't mean the ksuva will rip up. Even though we might use the expression ripping up, it doesn't mean rip up, because the ksuva is still intact. She forfeits the lien on the properties. But if he buys any new properties after that event, then she definitely is entitled to collect the ksuba from there. But she cannot collect from any of the properties that he distributed on that day, because she was meichel her rights to those properties. Because she's like a bal chayv, it's like the husband owes her money, and whenever he owes somebody money, there's a lien on the properties. But she was meichel. So we had then over here, the last thing we were learning was, what happened if you left one tree behind? Ahu. Two lines on the top. So new property is exuberant to remain. That's the question with the girl who, one of the girls who passed away. Do we view that as a new, when it goes back into the pool, do we view it as a new property or to just back to the old? If the new property is entitled, if the old, she was already meichel her rights to it. A guy who decided to divide his estate, his real estate amongst his wife and his children, but he left behind one palm tree, and that's definitely not the value of the ksuba. He left behind one palm tree. And we're talking about Tzavash Chivmina over here. Now, this is called Shutav Ben Abonim, which we had yesterday in Gemari, that if he makes her equal to all the children, that means she's saying, forget the ksuba, I'm getting, this is now my chelik over here. He left behind one dekel that's not encumbered to anybody. So, that she definitely forfeited her rights and everything else because she collected, she's a shutav bein habanim, but this dekel is still out there, and therefore the lien of the ksuba falls on this single dekel. So that's what she is entitled to. However, if you're going to tell me that she has no right to collect from the children because she's meichel, because she knows this whole vart of mechila only applies if she knows there is no other property. So why are you allowing the children to get the property? Because you're meichel them the lien that you have on the properties. So since you're meichel the lien you have the properties, because, and why would she have done that? Because she's a shutev equal to all of them. So then she also forfeits her right on the deck as well. She knew about his existence, and yet she was meichel everything there. And he's, as if she's saying, I'm meichel at the dekel, when the man dies, will be distributed amongst the yoshim. And why? Because she became a shutif. What's the chilek if she's meichel the chilek that went straight to the bunim, or is it meichel the chilek that's still sitting by the father? Once she's meichel the ksuba, I don't need my ksuba anymore. I'm getting, why is she meichel? Because I'm getting a chilek as a shutif. So that's it, she's meichel everything. Navas, elamigu de nachtel diklas. I'm going to say napaket. The fact the dekel is still outstanding, and she, you want to say that she's not meichel the dekel because since it's not encumbered, she didn't give it to the, he didn't give it out to the children, so she expects to get it from there. By the same token, she thinks when my husband dies, if he predeceases me, I'm going to go to Bezin and collect my silver from the dekel. Once I go to the Bezin and collect my dekel, I'm mostly going to demand from the children. I didn't make a protest right now, because what's the difference right now? I'm married to the guy, I'm not entitled to any ksuba. And since I have already a place to collect my ksuba from that one single dekel, Once I go to the Rabbanim to get an assessment for that dekel, I will already ask them to give me back. I'm not mechel anything. I'm going to ask them to give me back my children. I don't mind if they have right now a chelik in it. Doesn't bother me. She got shutfas, yes. But remember, we said it only works if there's nothing left. So because there's one dekel left, snapshot, that one dekel, she's not mechel resh, she's mechel. She's not mechel anything. Because she didn't bother protesting, I'm going to have to go to Rav anyway, to the Rabbanim anyway, to collect my dekel. I'll get them my whatever's entitled to me. The dekel. Yeah, exactly, 100%. Yeah. Amar Rav Huna says, Shchiv mera shekasa kon lechasa l'achar. If a shchiv mera, remember, Rabbi Yechiel Breuker said that that I have a right to give a Yerusha to one of my heirs, and since he's entitled to a part of it, he can get all of it. So he, Rav Huna, said, Shchiv mera shekasa kon lechasa l'achar. He wrote an entire estate to another person. Royin, we see. Imro li yorsha, if that person is one of the yorshim, let's say he has six children, he gave everything to one child, then noit le mishim yerusha, then he's entitled to collect the whole thing, and he's a yoidish, let's say he's a cousin or something, he's not one of the yorshim, then but I still gave it to him, so it's a matana. Noit le mishim matana, it's because it's a matana. Now, my nafke min, if it's as a yerusha matana, we'll see in a minute. Before we get to that, what do you seem to be saying? You seem to be saying that if one of the Yoshim is Yoidish, I can give him the entire estate. Freddy Gimaram Nachman, Ganva Gnuvalamla, why are you sneaking in so repetitiously here and you're trying to tell me that Loch Echem Baroka? Just come out straight out and say, Loch Rabbi Echem Baroka. East Vid Loch Rabbi Echem Baroka. Hey, must say, Loch Rabbi Echem Baroka. Say, Loch Rabbi Echem Baroka. I can give to one of the Yoshim the entire estate. Not like the Chachomim. So Shemaitich Rabbi Echem Baroka, because your Loch Echem follows the path of Echem Baroka. So then he said, Dilma, perhaps, that's not really what you're out to tell you. You're right. As a result of what you said, I can see you follow Yechem Breaker, but that's not your Chiddush. Your Chiddush is to tell us that there's a Nafka Minna between whether it's a Matana or whether it's a Yerusha. Because L'chayla, you would think, Man of Kamina, if the beneficiary is there as a Yerush, or the beneficiary is there as a Makabal Matana. In either case, he's Makabalit. So, you know, what's the difference? It's a semantics, you would think. And that's the Nachman Chiddush. Is it like Yehaka Amra, like they said, Ahud HaVekashach, a person died, Amra Lein Nichsel Aman, and as he was dying and he was laying in his deathbed, his family said to him, "Nu, who should we distribute the assets to? Dilma Leplanya, should we give it to this and this stranger, Shmerul Amaluhu?" And he said, "Elaman, who else?" The Amlet and Lonar Law, and then you ruled Imro Yoshev, this particular person that he nominated, who should collect his entire assets. Is Roli Yoshev, let's say, a son? Then Noit Lamishim Yerusha, then he gets all those assets, and he's there as a Yoidish. However, Vimlav, if not one of his children, then Noit Lamishim Matan, it's only Matan. So therefore, you yourself made that distinction between Yerusha and Matan. Is that what you're trying to say here? But getting back to here, you're not trying to tell us that you pass Rechem Breuker that a child can Yashin. You're trying to tell us it is an Afkamina if he Yashins as a Yodish or if he gets it as a Matana. Amalehin Ochi Kamina. You're right, that's exactly what I wanted to say. So you more now try to grapple with the Nulamai Hilchasa. What's Taka than Afkamina if it's a Matana? Or if it's a Yodish, my Afkamina. So Rav Adabarava Kamedi Rav Lameim, Rav Adabarava thought before Rav to say, the difference is as follows. Imroli Yosha, if he is only a Yodish, the Chacham made a takana that an almona, the widow of the father, has a right to collect her mezainah to be provided for from the estate. Since you're a Yodish, you take over the father's responsibilities, and therefore you have to feed your mother or your father's wife. The almona gets fed from the nechasim. Let's say he had no children, but he has brothers in the yashin. They have to feed, if it's a Yodish, they have to feed his widow. But if they're not a Yodish, if they're just a Makabal Matana, Ein Almanosa Nizoynis Menachosav. The Almana does not collect from the Chosav. It's a Matana, straight out Matana. That's the difference, if it's a Matana or if it's a Yodish.
But then how can he not have any Yershin?
He has no children. He has no sons. Or he has no sons, yeah. Omalei Rav. Yes, he gave it all to, as a matana. So this is a matana shchimra, and shchimra, whatever he says goes. So in other words, it's a matana. Exactly the point. He has children, let's say, and he gave it instead to a friend or a first cousin. Now, why is a matana shchimra a matana? He didn't write. He didn't make a kinyan with a handkerchief or something. They didn't do anything. So why is a matana? The Chacham said that the mitzvah lekayin divrei ha'meis, like Rameis was scared. We don't want in any way upset him because we're going to bring down his mesfer. So he must have a problem with that. So a yodish, which is mahatayis, is an entitlement. We say too bad, we have to give a chelik to the mother. But if you're makab matana, which is only with the rabbanon, you don't get. It's better that you don't have to give to the mother. Well, if we collect this, that doesn't make sense. Freddie Mother, I'm the rabbi migre gora. Well, this is worse. Hash to be rusha da raisa ma de cha yedish, which mahatayis says is you're entitled to. Amrit amanos and zaynim in the chasim. You told me that amana it gets collect from the chasim. Be matana the rabbanon like koshke. When it comes to matana the rabbanon, surely. That what you should have to feed the chosim. El amarav the grave kiddushalach rav acha barav aviel rabbi yechinam and breaker. This is the case we're talking about. You know the nafkamina. You're right. Whether it's a makabel matana, whether it's a yedish, you have to feed the almana. So my nafkamina between a yedish or a matana is what we learned before in the Gemara. We had before in the Gemara a case of that this is yours and v'acharecha lepleini, and after you finish with it, it goes to the other person. And the question was, when this guy dies, let's say, his children yashin before that acherecha or not? So it depends. If this first person is a yedish, once he yashin, yedish ain't lehefsik, he goes straight down to his children, the second guy gets nothing. If the first person is not a yedish, he made a condition, he just started a regular kalmatana, then he goes acherecha leplani. Everything all right?
Yep.
Says the Gemara, they're talking about a case. Nechosai loch v'acherecha leploini. My nechosim go to you, but afterwards it goes to the other person. Im hoyorishin ro liyoshev. The first person was the potential to yashin. Ein l'sheini b'mokei shaklum. Then there's no second person, because what happens when the first person dies, it goes to his yoshev. She ein l'shem matana el l'shem yirushev. Because this is not a l'shem of matana. But it's a lashon yerusha. When he says to when he said the man, he said to you and the acher of Laplani. We're talking about this story here. Not when you want to know my nafkamina. He said imro liyosha yerusha. You know matamatana. We're talking about this one detail you missed in the case. They asked him who should give it to the man, and he says they said it's personal Laplani, and he said el leman, and then he added the words the acher of Laplani. And then the nafkamina is if he's a yerush, there's no acher of Laplani. But if it's a makabel matana, then there is an acher of l'ploni. Like he made a condition, as long as you're alive, your life tendency. Then afterwards, it goes to that other person.
If a person says something on his deathbed, do you have to have witnesses, or can one person be enough?
No, you have to have witnesses. How do you know what he said?
Yeah. Does
the
Yerush have to be the first in line?
No. Any Yerush, like the Torah says, he's in line. Okay. And the reason is because if he's a Yiddish, then you're a masna masha kosa b'teida. The teida says that this guy's truly yashins, and I said no, that the other guy should yashin. Doesn't apply. Okay. Anyway, right. The Yerusha ain't lehefsik. A Yerusha has no end. But he said it should be over. He said it should end. He said it should go to the next person. The person who said that thought that there is a hefsik, I can stop it and interrupt it. However, the Taylor says, ain't lehefsik. But the Taylor says, there's no hefsik. The Yerusha goes to Yerusha. Sorry? Till she gets remarried. Or till she collects a ksuba. Or till she collects a ksuba. She has up to 25 years and no ksubas. 25 years you can hang around. Ahud amal lechaver, a guy said to his friend, nichosai loch v'acherecha leploini. A guy said to his friend, my nechosim to you, and after you to that person. V'rishin ro liyoshai, and the first guy was ro to yashin. So lechaver, we just learned the din is that the first guy is the one who gets to keep it, and he goes down to his children, and he gets nothing. Havishachiv rishin. So what happened is a story. The first guy, Taka, died. Also, Shani came along the second person in line. And Kotov, he came to the Torah to bezin to the man. The guy said, Acherecha leploini, so he wants it. So, Ravi Eilish kameh derovim. Rav Eilish, obviously, he couldn't have been a Talmud of Rava, otherwise, how could he pass? But Rav Eilish in front of Rava, for Lemeima to pass in the Shani Namishakal. That same guy now, he's entitled to it because, or Namishakal means let's divide it half and half. Half should go down to Yerusha, and half should go down to the second guy. Omalesa Rava jumped on him and said, Dayone de Chatzatzta Hochi Daina. Either this is a dying of a Beis HaKvoros, Dayonim who are useless at paskening, or a dying who's always compromising. In other words, Dayonim who have no clue what they're doing. Every time they have a court case, what do? They find a compromise. They say, oh, let's do a half and half. You claim $100, you know what? Pay him $50. That's not a dying. So look at Rashbam here. Dayone the chatzatzta, dayone, three lines on top, dayone pshara. These are the yoni who always come up with compromises. She'ein b'kiim b'din. They have no idea what the halach is. So therefore they think, oh, you know what? We'll divide it. So the word chaytzi is some chetzi. The chaytzi machtzel azeh or machtzel azeh. Because they don't know what they're talking about. And the chatzatzta is basic kvaros. Dayone who belong in the basic kvaros. It's a pretty strong word. But how does chatzatzta come to basic kvaros? I'm not sure what the shaydish of the word is. So Rava said to him, back to Gemara, "Lam hainu the shor of Acha bar Avavya? Isn't that the psak of Rav Acha bar Avavya? It stays with the first guy because Yerusha ain't lehefzik, and you're a masnah masha kosher b'teide. Achs if he was embarrassed, or ichs if he was embarrassed. Why was Rav Elish embarrassed? Because maybe Rav will think this guy is a dayan who's useless because he called him a dayan in the chatzatzta. So l'cheide not only this psak, but all the psakim are useless." So Rava said, "Don't worry. I, the Eibusha, will come in time and rescue you." In other words, Faket, you always passing correctly. You know why Hakocha Pratis? I'm here to fix you up this time because you messed up. Look at Rishbam here. Interesting way. The first guy gets everything. He was embarrassed. Maybe Rav will say, if I wouldn't have been here, you done din sheker. He would have paskened a lie. Because, in other words, Rashbam saying a compromise when there should be no compromise is a lie. So maybe all of them the same thing. Karel of Rav Nachman, Rav wanted to trace him, wanted to console him. Ani Hashem, I'm the Eibishter Be'ita, and it's right time. Achishena, I will come and hurry up. Be'ezcha tzadikim, tzrichin li Yeshua, when tzadikim need to be rescued, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzi alehem, the Eibishter makes it, provides for them. Af ato, you too. Ani yadeh bokshem o'ein le'bosa, I know that it never really happened, takol al yodcha, you made anything wrong. Shari achshav, and the best proof is, why am I thinking here? Shari achshav zimanin li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashgacha Pratis. Interesting, the Gemara talks about Hashgacha Pratis. The Eibishter made sure that I was standing right here when you are going to mess up in a bad way, that I should be right here. Before you had a chance to paskin so that you shouldn't make a mistake. So this idea of Hashgacha Pratis is right here in the Gemara. Why am I punked here now? All the other dintelis you're at, I'm not there because you don't need me there. Because you're paskin correctly. This one you messed up badly. Okay, so give me Shabbat. This is a very interesting discussion here in the Mishnah. So in Goyish law, you can't write anybody out of a will. And if you write somebody out of a will, they can contest the will. So if you want to be smart, but you don't really like them, you give them something which is reasonable. Let's say you have $1 million, and you have four kids. So other kids, you give $300,000 each, and this one here, you can give, let's say, $100,000 each. If $100,000 is considered reasonable, then it's very hard to contest it. But if you give nothing, they can contest the whole thing. But in the Gemara, you don't have such a thing. The Gemara is like this. Hakoisiv es nechosiv la'achedim. If somebody writes his assets to another person, the hiniach es bonav, and he left out all of his kids. It's even worse. He gave it to some stranger, left out all of his kids. Masha osu osu. That's it. You can't contest it. But el ein ruach ha-mechemen. He's a Rasha. How can you be such a Rasha and not give anything to your kids?
The kids would definitely not be interested in giving you freedom or a favor or anything like that.
But they didn't know. Usually you don't read the will till after the matzeva. Yeah. How else can you do it? Yeah. Even Rabbi Yechon Abreikis says you can only give it to a child, one of the children, but not to a fremder instead of the children. However, Rashbag says, "Im loy hoya bonim noyim geshura." If the children would have shown him, for example, then zochul atayv, good on him. Why should they get anything? So the question now in the Gemara will be: the rabbanon, do they hold that even if your children are a rasha, the chacham ain rucham lechem enu? Maybe they're only talking about a case where the children—they're not really arguing. The chacham are talking about a case where the children are good children, and you left them out of the will. That's a terrible thing. But if they're a shoyim, we agree. Or maybe not. Why not? Because even though your children are a rasha, maybe your grandchild is a tzaddik, and therefore you're denying that grandchild from getting the matana. We actually had in the Gemara, not here, but we had in the Gemara before. In Ksuvos, that if you take the children out, because don't take Mezara Tova, Lezara Bisha, don't take Mezara Bisha, Lezara Tova, because it could be Lezara Bisha has a grandchild who will be a tzaddik. We'll have that a little bit later as well. Rashi, Rashbam. Look at Rashbam, Masha, also Milsa, the Pshiti, no question, so say for Nokolo, Dika Chirish is the Osso Lazakain. Dika Chirish is, if he did it, we don't approve. Ein Ruchim Lechem Menu, Ein Lechachomim Nachas Ruchim, I'm not happy. El Lecharoin Af. They're angry. Goyd av goyd lehem shekoy. So they're angry. The oker nachad naisa. So he's saying when it says ein rocham lechemen, it doesn't mean just they're displeased. They're angry, and he uses the word before aser. So we have a few times, ein rucham neichemen, like paying back your ribbis and all that. Ein rucham neichemen means that it's us to do this. That's time, you know, we're displeased. Rashbag, the Gemara, Fadish, lo, ila frushi, us, ila flugi. They come to explain it, they come to argue. So the Gemara, Iboilu, we have a question. Me, pligi, la rabbon, la rashbag, they're arguing. Oiloi, they're not arguing. Maybe the rabbon are talking about a case where you have good children, that's why I say everything, but the bad children, they agree to rashbag that, well, you could leave them out of the will, or maybe it's even better to. Or they're arguing as even that case. Rashbag, me, pligi, da filu, ein bottom noyim, should even they're not correct, ein yurocham noyimenu. Why? The dilma nafkamina, zara ma'au yotil lakamma. Maybe you'll have a good child, like we see the Gemara doesn't really answer. Tashma, come in here. The Gemara tells a story, the Yosef ben Yezer had a son. Shaloi hoya noya kishura. Didn't conduct himself the way you're supposed to. Havale Elisa de Dina. It looks like Yosef ben Yezer is a very wealthy man. He had a purse full of gold coins. Come, he stood up. Agdisha. He said, what? I don't want to give this money to my child. I'm giving the entire money to Zdokka. I'm giving it all to Hagdish. The child now had nothing. Also, the child went. Nosiv, he married Bas, the daughter of Gadil Klila, the Yane Malka. He married the daughter of the one who makes the crowns for Yane HaMelech. Oilida Devisu, his wife, this is the son who's not proper, gave birth to a child. So he decided he'll buy her a present or have a maltzeit, have a home meal. Zovin la binisa, he bought her a fish. Kara, he ripped open the fish to scale it and clean it out. Ashkenba, what did he find inside the fish? He found in there a margalita, a beautiful gem. Amrale, she said to him, she's a very smart woman. Lois him tayel malka. Don't offer this to the king's treasury, because you know what? The shakli la minachmet to make kalulu. They're not going to pay you the true value. They'll pay you garnish, bupkis. Zil am tayel the gabi gizbari. Go to the gabayin base of Migdush. They're the most honest, and this is one of the stones of the chayshim mishpat. And even the second base of Migdush, the chayshim mishpat didn't work, but the chayshim mishpat they still had because he can't be mechusa begadim. So he had the chayshim mishpat, just didn't have the shame of fightish. It didn't work. But when it says the five things that were hidden, one of them was the Chayshim Mishpat, he meant the Shem HaFadish of the Chayshim Mishpat. The light to shine at, you should not be the one to assess the value. Don't assess it, because if you're going to say to the Hegish, I think this is worth 10, whatever it's worth, you have to donate all that to the base of Migdash. Let them do the assessing, so therefore you didn't commit anything. Because once you say something to the base of Migdash, as if you already gave it over, you can't retract. Elo l'shaimu inu. Obviously, she's a very smart woman. Let them assess it. So this is what happened. Am tayu. He took it. They brought it. Shamua and the gabai of the Beis Hamikdash assessed that this diamond or whatever stone it was is b'teleisem ali yosef din. It was worth 13 packs of coins. Amrilei. So the Hegdash said, look, this is worth 13 sacks of gold. Sheva ika. We have 7 sacks in total in the Beis Hamikdash. Sheath leka. But 6 of them, we owe you 13. We can't afford the other 6. We can only pay 7. Amaluhu Sheva. Hovuli, he said, you know what? Pay me the 7 you have. And Sheet Harehein Mugdosh Lushamayim. And the 6 Amaychel. So he donated basically 6 sacks of gold to the Basement English. And he took all 7 sacks of the Basement English. Now there's 2 ways of looking at the story. And what are 2 ways of looking at the story? Amdu, they stood. This is version number 1. Amdu, they stood up. The kasher they wrote. Yosef ben Yezer, this guy's father. Yosef ben Yezer donated based on Migdash Hechnis Achas. Only donated 1 sack of gold coins. Abu Bnai's son Hechnis Sheish. He donated 6 sacks. He's so much better than his father. In other words, turned out to be that the guy's son was actually a great guy, and therefore Yosef ben Yezer was wrong in excluding him from his will, because it turned out to be that his son was a good kid. So if you follow this version, then the Chacham hold that even the kid is a Rasha, you should leave him in the will, because you never know how they'll turn out, the grandchildren, even themselves. You never know, even a child is bad. He himself, because that's what this story is. Not that that Hashem said before that he might have good children. He himself might turn out to be all right. A guy could be about Shuvah. That's one version. However, the other version is The Ikadami, the other version was, this is what they said. Yoise ben Yezer hechnis achas. Yoise ben Yezer, what? Gave us one sack of gold. Ubenoy and his son, Hoitzi Sheva, raped us and took out every gold coin we had in the Beis HaMikdash. He stole 7 coins from us. In other words, he should have been Moichel at least, leave us some money. He left not a cent to the Beis HaMikdash. Which, is, in, if you look at this version, he remained a Rasha. And he remained a Rasha. In other words, Yoise ben Yezer is a good guy and he should never, it's good that he didn't leave him any money. Which means that the Racham agreed Hashem and Gamaliel for bad children don't leave any money. But the Ka'amri Hechnis, since it said he took Meklal de Shapar Avi, the first version was, the Gemara said, from the first version it seems that Yosef ben Yezer did a good thing. Adrabe, the Ka'amri Hoitz, that his son was a good boy. He shouldn't have denied it. Adrabe, the Ka'amri Hoitz, Meklal de Lav Shapar Avi, it didn't do a good thing. But the whole Lekal Masha Mina, you can't bring a day either way. Rajbam. Bas God declared the Yanai Bas Mishim Mikalei Atoyro the Yanai Melech, the daughter of somebody who weaves the crowns of Yanai Melech. Zovi Lo Binisa, he bought a fish dog with Teichis, so she yelled, he bought a fish, he had a big party. Like Timtai Lo Bimalka, the Mochel Selot Teichis Melech for the king's crown, but make a little bizarre, they give you nothing for it. Like Gizbar Shal Hegish, the Kechen Olavni, Eifel used for the Eifel, then he heed the Bati Urim Tumim, Lishoba, and Taka, there was no Urim Tumim to ask questions during the second Beisha Midrash. You can see if it says, Adam Koin Lo Urim Tumim, Ke Odom Shal Chay, like a person says, until Mashiach will come, then we will ask the question. Bottle was not bottled. The ain't coin gotl mishamish b'shem of God. It's only the 8 investments. But like to shame at you, like to tell me, you shouldn't open your mouth and say bekach bekach at nenel hell. Give the other hegish. Keep in the shayem and lebed make klila. Once you give a value, suleim matzil the mishkel minate fake. You cannot collect from hegish anymore. Now, but also go the moment you say it's worth $2, two gold, two sacks. That's it. You can't ask for any more money. Because it says ishki yakdish moitzis v'sechadish. Whatever comes out of your mouth, that's what you have to keep. Ela gizber shu baki shayem and let the gizber assess it. The Yari Shemaim who will lay Yashem Isa Bazoil. He's a Yari Shemaim, so he won't cheat you. A Yari Shemaim is even honest in business as well. That's the assumption we make.
What about if you go to the base and say, I want $2 for this?
No problem.
But if he says it's worth it, that doesn't.
The base Amidish won't pay you a cent more than what it's worth. They'll pay you less than what it's worth.
If you say it's worth $2, that's not an implication that you're donating.
The moment you say it's worth $2, that's all you're allowed to ask for. You don't ask for more than it's worth. So you have to donate it, but that's it. When you go to Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to waste their time. They're not here to go out and assess people. You're assessing it because you want to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. So you can't ask for more. Sheva ikum, and now you give me a shovel. Hegi shovel hashi. Now we don't have a 6. Hadim gedoshik leh mashi shovel even yisir. Ani makri menel gvoi. I'm donating to Beis HaMikdash. I'm doing because we need a bein hashi. Koisik cheshbonish al hegdish. They used to write down kama machlisik amatzin, how much the expenditure, the revenue. They were accountants. How much money came in, income and the outcome, outgoings. Me moloshes shekosu daikin, and we can see ikum mei menami del meilu minay kosu game. Maybe they wrote also teach others. Hechnis echud chodi lisa dini. He brought one sack of benoish al yisavu shloyinik shura. That very son that you thought will be a rasha, hegdish sheish alias. He actually Magdish 6 bundles of coins. She's chus aviv shehegdish achas b'shvil shelohaya b'noy. Now look what he says here. This is how they understood it. In fact, this chus. This is where the Rambam learns. This chus that the father was magdish 1 gold bag b'shvil shelohaya b'noy noy kashura. He didn't want to give it to the son because the son didn't behave properly. God amli b'noy shehuch shelohagdish sheish. In fact, that gave him a kick. He realized, what's going on here? Why is my father giving me any yerusha? Is it because maybe I'm a rasha? And that in itself caused him to do tshuva. Umahocha daikin leklamon mekamon meklal deshapir avad yeshvi as he did a good thing. That was his link pufaket. The Rashbam is learning that in the case where the son gave tzedakah as a rai, the father did a good thing, because that's why taka did the son become a mensch, because he was punished by his father. If he's ostracized, I mean that's the worst thing, that your father doesn't give him living anything, he gets so angry. Amale pligir banale, don't argue. The amle v'kasuk tani the hainakol chach medoy. That's how his bomb shot. Igram, others say, Lignai. Others say that no, Lignai. Ubenoi hoitzi sheva shlohoila le kabel mom and hegdish. He shouldn't have taken every cent from hegdish, lis reikin to empty the coffers, mikol vikol. The hoyo loila hanir me hegdish taim achas. He should have at least 2 or 1 at least. Achugila daita, he revealed to us, sheim hoya kola sholosh esse alis me hegdish hoyneutl kulum. And if all 13 would have been there, he would have taken every cent. Ukadaye, so no, he's a Russian kid. Ukadaye, so we made a tony, but I should first say, Ubunoi Hechnish, that he gave 6. Shemeshabeches at Ben, we're praising the son, Meklauda of Shapirov, is that I, the father, did the right thing, Kirab Shimon. In other words, the first version that says the son is a good guy, it means the father was good for leaving him out of the will. Because why did he become a good guy? This is like because the father left him out. Ukepedishes. However, the ikedamri where the child remained the rosh loy masik hashda daite. We can't prove anything from here. Not that we have a proof either way. We can't prove anything from here. The urchelig mar lasu rai becholutim bereishim hadel mesayv. It says even no raya. Says Gemara. Back to Gemara. Next Rashbam. Adrabe. Ikedamri. If you look at the ikedamri, maybe it could be like for carrot ikel lemedik that rabbanu pligula. But the kosu, since they wrote this down in Ubenoi, that his son, Hoitzi Hachikama. This is what they're trying to say. The fish. Yosef ben Yezer hechlis echad shaloi kedin. Since Yosef ben Yezer did the wrong thing by giving us a whole packet of money, shalohoyla lahagdish kol chazav, because he should not have given it all to us and leave nothing for his son. Kirabana and the plea Yerab Shimon. Lefichach nisgalgul lechayva. Therefore, his son turned out to be forget. You made your son worse. That's why your son was so bad that he didn't leave us a cent. Just like you didn't leave your son a cent, he didn't leave us a cent. You did the wrong thing. Not like Shem Gamal. But Hoytzi B'noi Sheva, Shirikin Kol Yitzha Hegesh, he completely emptied the coffers. Elamahol Lekel Lamashim Inodah, Tanoi Yidah Pligi B'Hachi, the two Tanoim, which is the right version. Tanoi Yidah Shvila, the light Pligi, Tanoi Yidah Shvila, the Pligi, Lanan, Amman Nisba. Back to the Gemara, Toshma coming here. You clever one. We have this all over Shas. They call Rabbi Yehuda, you sharp one. You should not in any way transfer the Yerusha afilu mebra bisha lebra tova, even from a bad son to a good son. The choshke mebra lebarta. Don't give a Yerusha from a son and give it to a daughter. Don't do that. Rashbam, Tosh Bamalei Shmuel, Alma Pligi Rabban Leh. This we see that Rabban argued. The Karma Shmuel Hachi said, "Don't do this." The Eloi Tema Hachi Shmuel Dama Keman. Who's he follow? He says, "Don't give it over somebody else." Who's he follow? The Hachi Yichus Rabban. The Lachal Rabban is a Raya that Rabban hold. Even he's saying it. Don't give it even from a bad son to a good son. Who holds that you should not give it from bad to good? Must be the Chachamim. They say, "The Chachamim say, 'Ein Rucham Nachemenu.' If you take away from your child who's a rightful heir, I don't care. Even though he's a bad child, you got to give him the Yerusha." Because you gotta give him. He's entitled to it. Become Shmuel, Kavasayu, Shmuel holds like him. The question really is, when we say that a child yashins, is the pshat that the child only yashins after the father dies, or the child already owns the property, but he cannot take it till after the father dies? If the child already owns the property, then even the child's not a kshura, not a good one. The Torah already says the child has a property. So, and if you take it away, you're taking away something that the Torah gave him.
No.
That's the word. In theory, he owns it already. Or the pshat is he's entitled, he doesn't own anything. So then, because man, he didn't die, there's really no connection between the son and that thing there, so therefore he can give it away. And if the child's a bad person, he's not doing anything, he's not. That's what Shem Gamliel says, and it's a good thing. I'm going to be here to halakha Shem Gamliel b'chom akam. I would generally say halakha Shem Gamliel, but it's just saying, chutz me'ede v'tzid v'raya chreinu, Shmuel less than high klal. He doesn't agree with this klal at all. The guy brought over to come and masechta avoy zeh b'chamishi halakha Shem Gamliel, less than high klal, also doesn't agree with this klal. He'll call halakha klal Shem Gamliel, every time the guy says a klal, going halakha kistam mishneh, halakha k'rab akiva mechavei roi, k'rab yeseh mechavei roi, or rebbe mechavei roi, all that. Or k'rach bag mishneh saying, rabbi zeh b'shua halakha, rabbi shua, rabbi huda, rabbi shua halakha, rabbi huda, chera mei, rabbi huda halakha, rabbi huda, kulu kaim halakha, we take a follow all that. Bar mehechad, the mefazig mod, let's say halakha's not like him. Bei avuri achsante mokim shemavira of, when your father takes away, nachlim in a row, lola, fill the harbors, lechad, my lechad, give more to one and less to another one. The choshkim ibrola bishta. Vegum alvaita, tell him what we learned. Ma'i said ba'adamecha, the story of the person, shalahoya bon of noigik, should his children were not behaving properly. Oh, man, he stood up, the chosav, the yonisim in azil. You know what? Yenisim in azil is such a great Tana. We'll see him tomorrow that he was the greatest Tana, Talmud of Hillel. I'm giving him, I want him to have all my money. Ma osa yenisim in azil, what did he do? Mo chashlish, first he sold the third, and he kept the money for himself. The Higdish Shlish, then he donated a third to Hegdish, and then the Hegzil Bon of Shlish, he gave a third to the children. He defied the father's wish, he gave to the children. Ball of Shammai, but Makla with Tamili. Usually Shammai tell other people come with the Makla Tamili, with his walking stick and his peckle. Shammai came storming, Amalei Shammai, Imat, he said, what are you doing? The father told you not to give to his children, and here you gave it to his children. You're going against the Mace's wishes. So Amalei said, Yenison Ben Azir said to him, Shammai, Im ata yochel lohoitzi es masha mecharti umashik dashti. If you, in other words, the fact that I sold a third and now you had your third and nobody can undo that is that I, that was completely mine, do whatever I want. Therefore, when I gave it to children, it was my money that I gave the children, not his money. But if you think that I gave the father's money to the children, that means whatever I sold is not really mine to sell. We'll take it back. Let's say you go to Din Torah and take my sales back. And Imlav, if you cannot undo what I did, then you cannot also take back what I gave to the children because it's my money. Omar, so Shammai said, he tiach olai ben azil. He won me. Yonisem ben azil. He tiach olai ben azil. You won me. Miikara. Okay, let's do Rashbam. We'll see much more. Rashbam. Let's do Rashbam. Mocha shlishes tzorich of his own good. Vigdi shlishes and the eagle meimel lahochi mocha v'hij miikara. He did the first. Kedei lohidia. Tell everybody. Shemach shemachzel lebonu mishaloyim machzel. Whatever given the children is his own. Kedei hadel l'shamay. We have the answer. Shamay. The machlit tamilis tikkun is a pack of klaimil is vakeach imo. He wanted to debate with him. Al sha'ovar divrei hameis. He defied the witches of the maze. Shenaskavin lost his law. He gave it to him. Amanasha lo yehenu bond of milchasim. They shouldn't have. Like Rashbag. The command omle hareni noiz lechon lechasim. I'm giving you my lechasim. Amanasha timkun lechorchech. The tenny with the man. I want you to enjoy it. Veloy amanasha didn't live better night. I don't want to give my children. The umdun died to lochi yovlek. He kind of says that's what he gave it to. The afa pishle peter. She didn't say it. Vachikam lechame legonison. Chazorah shech. You can't give it to children. If so, unravels the whole matanah. As if he gave it to his betanai, his children have it. You got to take it back. It's a mitzvah to follow the words of a mace. The Shammai's mistake was the story we'll have tomorrow about Beis Chodon. To the common. Okay, we'll see tomorrow what happened. See you tomorrow, Hashem. Tomorrow, beautiful Gemara. Come tomorrow. On time. There's no tax tomorrow, so come quickly, please.